Feel like an ocean, be warm by the sun. Remember walking a mile to your house, a glow in the dark. I made a family play for your heart, and the axe struck a spark. WMFO in Medford, welcome to Acoustic Sailing. I'm subbing for Joyce the Voice. I'm here from 3 o'clock till 5 o'clock. It is 3:01. Welcome to the program. My name is Vin Maganzini. I'm usually on at 4 o'clock on Saturdays, but guess what? I'm subbing for Joyce the Voice. Joyce, I hope you feel a lot better, and I hope you enjoy the program, and it's going to start in just a moment. I'm so happy everyone's listening, and it is live radio. It is February 15th, 2017, and like I said, welcome to Acoustic Sailing.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm gonna keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times? When we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while. Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Psst. Yeah, you, it's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
And from your folks, your friends here on WMFO, this is Acoustic Sailing. We start off with all things acoustic, and then we head into all things beyond the acoustic sailing. And what better way to start than with a little bit of acoustic music by Pink Floyd. They used to be known as the Pink Floyd, but check this out. It's wonderful acoustic music, and it is Pink Floyd. WMFO, Medford.
Thank you. fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn should die. They've ploughed, they've sown, they furrowed him in, throwed clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a very long time till the rain from heaven did fall. Then little Sir John sprung up his head and soon amazed them all. They've let him stand till midsummer day till he looked both pale and wan. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard and so become a man. They fired men with the scythe so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They've rolled him and tied him by the waist, serving him most barbarously. They've fired men with the sharp pitchforks who pricked him to the heart. And the loader, he served him worse than that, or he's bound him to the cart. They've wheeled him round and around the field till they came unto the barn. And there they've made a solemn oath of poor John Barleycorn. They fired men with the crabtree sticks to cut him skin from bone. And the miller, he has served him worse than that, or he's ground him between two stones. Here's little Sir John in the nut-brown bowl and his brandy in the glass. And little Sir John in the nut-brown bowl's proved the strongest man at last. For the huntsman, he can't haunt the box nor so loudly to blow his horn. And the tinker, he can't mend kettles nor pots without a little barleycorn.
There were three men came out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn should die. They've ploughed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, thrown clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow John Barleycorn was dead. They've let him lie for a very long time till the rains from heaven did fall. And little Sir John sprung up his head and soon amazed them all. They've let him stand till midsummer day till he looked both pale and wan. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard and so became a man. They fired men with their scythes so sharp to cut him off at the knee. They rolled him and tied him at the waist, serving him most barbarously. They fired men with sharp pitchforks who pricked him to the heart. And the loader, he served him worse than that, for he's bound him to the cart. They've wheeled him around and around the fields till they came unto the barn. And there they made a solemn oath of poor John Barleycorn. They've hired men with crabtree sticks to cut him skin from bone. And the miller, he has served him worse than that, for he's ground him between two stones. Here's little Sir John in a nut brown bowl, here's brandy in the glass. And little Sir John in the nut brown bowl proved the strongest man at last. For the huntsman, he can't hunt the fox, nor so loudly to blow his horn. And the tinker, he can't mend kettles nor pots without a little barleycorn.
The Armstrong family right there with John Barleycorn. There's many, many, many renditions of John Barleycorn. It's all about alcoholism and to stop drinking alcohol and stop making alcohol. And perhaps it's a great thing, perhaps it's not such a great thing. It's tough to call alcohol. This is WMFO in Medford. This is Acoustic Sailing, and it's time to smash through the barrier. And what better way to do it than with traffic? If you want to hear something, call me at 855-915-9636, and I shall play it. WMFO, Medford.
There were three men came out of the west. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn vow. John Barleycorn must die. They've plowed, they've sown, they've harrowed him in, threw clods upon his head. And these three men made a solemn vow. John dead.
With John and the nut round more. it, you're only interested on the real to real. In the radio, it's in the hands of such a lot of fools, right? And that's not the way that you feel. Radio is our salvation. Radio is cleaning up the nation. Say you better listen to my voice of reason. But they don't give you any choice, cause they think that it's treason. So you're better do as you were told. Better listen to the radio. Wonderful radio. Marvelous.
happened up there?
Punk Rock Girl.
We're going to rise above. Black Flag right there. One of my wife's favorite bands, and I really enjoyed that one. And right now we're going to change it up a little bit. And this song here, sure, it's a little bit mushy or a little bit, a tiny bit schmaltzy, but it's a beautiful song. Check it out. I think you'll enjoy it. And it's quite different from the last song. I'll be mixing up the second hour, that is, with all kinds of music. This is Richard Harris. That was Richard Harris right there. That was beautiful stuff. I always enjoyed that one. This is WMFO in Medford. It's a wonderful cold day, and I hope you're making the most of it. This is some great stuff coming up right now. Right now we have the wonderful, and I do mean wonderful, Stevie Wonder. This is WMFO in Medford. Check this out.
Mary wants to be a superwoman. just wanna live each day the love of her.
Summer's gone and love cannot be found. Where were you when I needed you last winter, my love? When the winter came, you went further south, parting from love's nest, leaving me in doubt. Where are you when I? Now, oh, oh.
5 p.m. WMFO in Medford.